tech in smart vehicles, citing national security concerns. In a sweeping move aimed at safeguarding national security, the U.S. has proposed a ban on the use of Chinese and Russian technology in the manufacturing of vehicles, including cars, trucks, and buses.
美国拟禁止汽车使用中国、俄罗斯产软硬件。为了保护国家安全，美国提议禁止在制造车辆，包括汽车、卡车和公共汽车中使用中国和俄罗斯的技术。
The decision announced by the U.S. Department of Commerce on September 23rd is driven by mounting concerns over foreign-made software when used in connected and autonomous vehicles. This technology could be manipulated to compromise safety on American roads and even gain access to sensitive data on U.S. citizens. The risks are simply too great to ignore, said Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
9月23日，美国商务部因对外国制造软件日益增长的担忧而宣布了这一决定。商务部长吉娜·雷蒙多表示，当这种技术应用于联网和自动驾驶车辆时，可能会被操控，从而危及美国道路的安全，甚至可能获取美国公民的敏感数据。这些风险实在是太大，不容忽视。
Cars today have cameras, microphones, GPS tracking, and other technologies connected to the internet, said Raimondo, as she highlighted the potential for these features to be exploited. In extreme situations, a foreign adversary could shut down or take control of all their vehicles operating in the United States, all at the same time, causing crashes or blocking roads, she added.
雷蒙多指出，如今的汽车配备了摄像头、麦克风、GPS 跟踪和其他与互联网连接的技术。这些特性有被利用的潜在风险。他补充说，在极端情况下，外国对手可能会同时关闭或控制在美国运营的所有车辆，从而造成事故或堵塞道路。
The proposed regulation will affect the use of Chinese and Russian software starting with the 2027 model year, with the hardware restrictions following 3 years later. The timeline is designed to give auto manufacturers sufficient time to adapt their supply chains and remove any dependency on foreign technology, said Raimondo.
新法规将从2027车型年开始禁止中国和俄罗斯软件的使用，而硬件禁令将在2030车型年或2029年1月生效。雷蒙多表示，这一时间表旨在给予汽车制造商足够的时间来调整供应链，消除对外国技术的依赖。
However, she also explained that the shift is no small feat, as the automotive industry is notorious for its complex globalized supply chains.
不过，雷蒙多也解释说，这一转变并非易事，因为汽车行业以其复杂的全球供应链而闻名。
John Bozzella, president of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, acknowledged the challenges the ban presents. You can't just flip a switch and change the world's most complex supply chain overnight, he said, noting that while there is currently very little technology, hardware, or software in today's connected vehicle supply chain that enters the U.S. from China,Some firms will undoubtedly need to secure new suppliers to comply with the proposed rule.
汽车创新联盟主席约翰·伯泽拉承认禁令所带来的挑战。他说，你无法在一夜之间轻易改变世界上最复杂的供应链。目前从中国进入美国的联网汽车供应链中的技术、硬件或软件非常少。但一些公司无疑需要找到新的供应商以遵守提议的法规。
The issue at hand revolved around the vulnerability of connected vehicles, which rely on technology to perform everything from GPS navigation to Autonomous driving, said Raimondo. A U.S. government probe launched in February found significant cyber risks posed by the integration of foreign software and hardware in vehicles. The risks included potential hacking, data theft, and remote control of vehicles by malicious actors.
雷蒙多表示，当前问题的核心在于联网车辆的脆弱性。这些车辆依赖技术来执行从 GPS 导航到自动驾驶的各种功能。美国政府于二月份发起的调查发现，外国软件和硬件在车辆中的整合带来了显著的网络风险。这些风险包括潜在的黑客攻击、数据盗窃，甚至恶意行为者对车辆的远程控制。
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan underscored the gravity of these risks, warning that if foreign adversaries gain access to millions of connected vehicles, the risk of disruption and sabotage increases dramatically. Sullivan also pointed out that the U.S. has already witnessed foreign actors embedding malware in critical infrastructure, making the threat very real.
白宫国家安全顾问杰克·沙利文强调了这些风险的严重性，警告称，如果外国对手获得对数百万辆联网车辆的访问权限，破坏或阻断的风险将大幅增加。沙利文还指出，美国已经见证了外国对手在关键基础设施中植入恶意软件，凸显这一威胁非常真实。
In response, the Chinese Communist regime also criticized the U.S. stance, accusing Washington of using national security as a pretext to block Chinese firms from participating in the U.S. auto market. China opposes the U.S. broadening of the concept of national security and the discriminatory actions taken against Chinese companies and products, said Lin Jian, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry.
针对上述禁令，中共外交部发言人林健在例行记者会上表达了中共的不满。林健称，美方的歧视性做法破坏全球产供链稳定，也损害美国自身利益。他说，美方应该做的是停止以国家安全为名行打压、遏制他国之实。中方将坚决维护自身合法权益。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you White Hot Jet. And the music piece is called...Push and Pull, and it's vocaled by Patricia Garner. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rad Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑。首先要推荐给大家的是由 Patricia Garner 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Push and Pull。 这首歌曲呢，选自他们发行的专辑，名字叫做 White Hot Jet。 And the album is released in 2018 If you're interested in, you can follow there on Facebook at White Hot Jet. Please enjoy Push and Pull. Seven, and it's called Kala Kalo, and it's composed by William Namur Rooks, produced by Ashley Michele, and the album was released last December. Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Solang Seven乐团演出的作品，名字叫做《卡拉卡罗》。 Netflix is sung by Haley Bell. And by the way, Haley Bell is Tom Glenn and Matt Peters. And the music is called It Is Coming, which is from their album released last December. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Haley Bell 演唱的歌曲 It Is Coming.
It is coming. It is coming. The magnet of its imminent fingerDraws each hair of my body. The shudder of its approach disintegrates kisses, loses wishes on the air. The wet hands of the castor tree.Brush me and I shrink, thinking that at last I am caught up with the clouds move across the sky, gather in that terror strike to see them
飘过
The song you just heard is called Pan, which means expecting. And it's vocal by Pan Anbang. And now it's our last song for today's music section of the Chinese show. I wish everyone a happy weekend. And please tune in next week at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. And the last piece is called 流浪者的独白, which means the solenoki of a vagabond. And it's vocal by Ye Jiaxiu. Please enjoy. 听众朋友, 在这里呢, 今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢, 是由叶嘉修演唱的《流浪者的独白》。 感谢您收听我们的音乐节目, 希望我们下个星期在同一时间再在空中相会。 祝大家周末愉快。
泛滥在